5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A lot of small businesses are struggling and trying to figure out what do they do now. It's Anna and Raven. Liz Dederer, she's a small business strategist at sellingwithservice.com. Liz, this is a scary time for a lot of small businesses.
It absolutely is, and I think that we'd be irresponsible as small business owners not to address it head on with our consumer base, have those conversations outwardly and openly. I've seen a lot of small businesses say it's not a big deal, you know, whatever, but I think we really need to acknowledge without fear that it's a very real thing that's happening right now, unprecedented times.
Over the last 72 hours, things really ramped up with every single business that I have any service with. If it's getting your hair cut, if it's, going and getting a manicure or a pedicure, of any personal service, of course. I'm in the wedding business myself, so you have to make contact with these different people because the rules are changing every minute. And if you say nothing, it kind of sounds like you're uninformed.
Correct. You have to confront the elephant in the room. It's really irresponsible of us as business owners not to say, hey, we acknowledge that this is going on. But with that, we also need to give ourselves, you know, a break and cut ourselves some slack to say, I don't have the answer. There is no answer because this is unraveling so quickly before us in very real time. Here's what I know right now. Here's what I'm able to do right now. Here's my immediate what's going on in real time situation.
So how do you do that? How do you suggest that business owners do that?
So there's a few different ways. I think we're all seeing it right now in our email boxes from everyone that we've signed up with in the history of ever. Is emailing us some
all the time.
Yeah,
right.
Ever.
Yeah. Places
right.
That I visited six
we're
years
clean.
Ago.
We're cleaning every right. Minute. We're yeah. Still cleaning. We're paying attention. Right.
Exactly. And what a great top of mind way for businesses to market them. Themselves, right? So it's really smart that we use this as an opportunity to say, hey, by the way, we're aware that this is a thing. This is what we're doing about it. And then I would take it a step further. I really believe that email is in a lot of ways for confirmation, not necessarily for conversation. This is an opportunity to kind of look at your business and say, okay, who are my top 10 favorite clients or customers that I love doing business with that have always been really good to me financially and otherwise, and get them on the phone and say, hey, Sally, you know all this is going on and how could I kind of pivot or repurpose my business right now to continue to support you in different ways? And if you do that kind of listening campaign, you'll hear directly from your core customers what's going on and be able to pivot in real time and provide some solutions.
That's a good idea. Reach out to the top 10, like face to face. Hey, this is what's going on. Well, not face to face because social distancing, but phone to phone.
But that's how word spreads too, because they're your talkers.
It's Liz Dederer. She's a small business strategist.
And we also have to remember that this is not a forever situation. All storms run out of rain. There will be a day when we look back on all of this. So we cannot go into this with absolute fear, panic mindset. I'm advising that small business owners put a 90-day container on this. Not to say that this will end in whatever, but we do have to look kind of at the light at the end of the tunnel. Know your numbers over the next 90 days. Start to make phone calls to your creditors to say, hey, obviously I'm a small business. This is what's going on. Can we maybe move this payment to the end of the term? Can we maybe hold on payments for the next 90 days. It is not going to hurt to ask. The worst that they say is no. And in the meantime, you've tried. Then kind of take a step back and say, okay, these are the actual numbers I'm working with over the next 90 days. What can I do from a head down strategy to come up with some cash flow? And with these service-based businesses, it's really hard because how do you get paid if you're not there to do the hair, do the nails, those sort of things?
Right.
You can sell gift cards. You can sell gift cards right now. Gift cards for when we open next.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And it's an awareness campaign, too, because the worst thing that could happen is that you go silent over this pandemic And then you come up on the other side of it expecting business to return as normal when you've kind of been out of sight, out of mind. So not only is it a strategy to say, how do I get some cash in the door today? It's also an awareness strategy to say, we are going to open. We're keeping you in the loop of what's going on. We want to maintain to be able to serve and support you down the road. And when we open back up again, let's have a big celebration party or whatever that would look like.
That's awesome. Liz Jetterer. Yeah, great advice. Liz Jetterer, you can visit her online, sellingwithservice.com. She's a small business strategist. Thank you for taking the time this morning.
Thank you for having me.